The Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters calls Kimberly Blaser's latest collection of poems a gift to the world of poetry.
Blaser, a former poet laureate of Wisconsin, was honored this week at a ceremony in New York. She received a prize from the National Book Foundation for her poetry collection called Ancient Light.
The foundation is recognizing Blaser's poetry for reclaiming indigenous stories and knowledge, while also reckoning with environmental destruction and violence against Native communities.
Kimberly Blaser is founding director of Indigenous Nations Poets and professor emerita of English at UW-Milwaukee. She is a citizen of the White Earth Nation and grew up on the reservation in northwestern Minnesota. Blaser starts by describing how her ancestors influenced the poet and environmentalist she is today.
That is really something that influences all my poetry, is that cultural upbringing and that embedding in place and the carrying of a certain kind of traditional knowledge that then changes the way that you view the world, engage with the world, hear the world, pay attention to the world, want to protect the world, all of those things. So I grew up, which you may not know, I grew up in my very first years off the grid. So we didn't have running water, electricity, et cetera. So off the grid, where everyone wants to get back to.
Wow.
And there's a certain kind of intimacy with place and community. Like if you're living, we were in a fairly remote area with grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and so forth. And a lot of, I'm saying, traditional indigenous knowledge is passed to you in everyday activities, in moments that aren't set aside for this, but just come through the teachings that happen when you're engaged in activities outside or harvesting or whatever it is. So all of that is just simply embedded in who I am as a person and a writer. And so naturally that comes out, but there are very specific call outs in some poems to people, some of my ancestors who have influenced me, who I think about in certain circumstances and whose stories I want to honor and carry. So many ways that stands behind this. And of course, the title alludes to Ancient Light, which is the light of those teachings. It's the light of the stories. It's the light of the moments that made me who I am and made me know the world in a way that I know the world.
The National Book Foundation is honoring how your work brings together science and literature. How does this connect to your poetry?
So I think that my poetry has always been about paying attention to the natural world. Sometimes that means literally pulling in details that people might call science, because I don't think of the different kinds of ways of knowing in the world as being separate. I'm Anishinaabe, and in Indigenous perspective, we see the world as interconnected. And so I think that's what I've always brought to my poetry. But I am, because I grew up in a natural area, I grew up in the watery region of northwestern Minnesota on White Earth Reservation, I've always been inclined to be close to the natural world and curious about it.
You've come prepared to read a poem from this collection from Ancient Light, and the poem is called Legacy. Can you share it with us?
Absolutely. This is the closing poem in this collection, Ancient Light. And as such, it's drawing some threads together. Legacy. Antler earrings carved by gone hands. Birch bark baskets. Ruby star quilt. I could fill this page with left behind, with tattered. This legacy. My house can hardly hold the loss, my body. Ancient one, what then shall I leave you of words?
What do you want to say to Indigenous poets and writers who come after you as you leave this collection with that question, what then shall I leave of words?
So the collection at large begins looking at colonization and all that colonization has wrought, and to try to understand that it's a frame of mind, not just actions, and that it has influenced not only Indigenous people, but it has influenced the state of our natural world. So if you kill all the buffalo, if you kill all the passenger pigeons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that is coming from a certain kind of mindset, right? And so that extends even to the idea of possession of everything around us and women's bodies. That's why we have the missing and murdered Indigenous women's crisis. And so the book opens with attention to that larger reality. And then it asks the question, in light of this, in light of the circumstances in which we find ourselves, what do we have that can heal us? What will help us to survive, to build and thrive, and to come out a changed group of people where we care more about our neighbors, our communities, the world? And so I touch on many things within the volume, but one of them is ancient light. It's ancient teachings. It's saying we know some of these things. We know some of the ways that we need to incorporate into contemporary reality in order to change our relationship with the planet and to perhaps salvage some of the loss. So I think what I'm asking is for people to think about a different way of being in the world and allow that to influence all aspects of their life. And I think it's not a big sacrifice to care. Caring about the world, your community, also brings gifts back to you. You know, that's the idea of cycle. So I think it's that we get many blessings in investing in the safety and care of others as well.
Kim, there's this phrase that comes up repeatedly through your poetry collection, the way we love something small. What is this love?
I began thinking about them as a series, but there's a group of poems in the collection that are all called The Way We Love Something Small. And so I've always said that poetry is an act of attention and poetry is a gesture. So those poems are doing both of those things. They're paying attention to the most minute of everyday things. And they are also sort of gesturing towards them because everything cannot be contained in the poem. So they are asking the reader to see more than I can say. And there's another couple things that are significant about those poems. They come out of the Anishinaabe dream song tradition. And many people can see that they are also haiku-like in the way that they act as poetry. Both of them are about transformational moments. They're about what happens when we look closely, open ourselves up to something else, honor its reality, and how does that literally change us? You know, what comes back to us in that attention, in that caring? And so these poems center on, one of them, for example, is looking at the translucent claws of mice. Another one is looking at the traces of different tracks in the snow. But from those encounters, there's something else that's larger than that, that can't be held in the poem and maybe is even ineffable, can't be spoken. Mm-hmm. And to that is what I gesture. And it's kind of it's a moment of change, it's a transformation, it's a spiritual reality or encounter or engagement. They are coming out of an aesthetic, a certain kind of aesthetic of poetry, I think.
Kim, thank you for sharing Ancient Light, and congratulations on the National Book Foundation Prize.
Thanks so much, Kate.
That is former Wisconsin Poet Laureate Kimberly Blaser, who is being honored with a prize from the National Book Foundation for her sixth poetry collection. It's called Ancient Light. On April 9th, Blaser will read from her poems and discuss the relationship between poetry, science, and the world today. The program at the Madison Central Library is presented by the National Book Foundation and the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters.